What is justification? Justification is an act of God's free grace, wherein he pardoneth all our sins and accepteth us as righteous in his sight, only for the righteousness of Christ imputed to us and received by faith alone.
We now move into the doctrine of justification. So we saw last time that the benefits which those who are effectually called receive in this life include justification, adoption, and sanctification. And there are other things as well which come after that. But we begin with justification, the one at the top of the list here. And if you think about these three, justification is seeing the guilt of sin, addressing the guilt of sin, and justification pardons that guilt. In adoption, we have the work of God taking us from one kingdom or family of sin into a new family, his family. In sanctification, we have defilement of sin removed. And then ultimately, in glorification, which the Catechism will cover, we see the presence of sin removed altogether. So the presence of sin is all taken away. So here we're dealing with justification. And if you set justification on one side, what would be on the other side? The other side would be, its opposite would be condemnation. So you're either justified or you're condemned. And one thing that I think is helpful is to realize we're talking about law, or we're talking about legal ideas here. We're talking about a person's legal status. So there's a legal transaction that's taking place. So what do we mean by transaction, children? Well, when you go to the store, actually, you give money and you get your lollipop, right? There's a financial transaction that's taking place there. Or your dad can say, I want to buy a house. And there's a financial transaction. There's also a legal transaction there, because it goes from being the property of one person and now becomes the property of another, right? There's something legally happening, a transfer that's taking place. And this is true in justification. We are being declared by God. We are being declared righteous. Now, I noted last time in the last class, we are not made righteous. So this is very important. We're declared legally righteous. We're not made righteous. Or we have imputed to us, this is imputation, imputed to us righteousness, not infused righteousness. So we don't have, in justification, it's not as if God makes us righteous people in our character and in our attitudes and life and so on, but rather he's taking the righteousness of Christ and crediting it to our account so that we're declared righteous, the righteousness of Christ is imputed to us. And maybe we can put it on the board this way. So we have Christ's righteousness on one side, right? This is Christ's righteousness. And then over here, we have the Christian's sin. And these two things are over against each other, if you will. And there's a legal transaction that's taking place where you have the Christian's sin is being put on Christ. It's being imputed to Christ. It's being credited to Christ's account. So this is credited or imputed to Christ, right? And then we have Christ's righteousness credited or imputed to the Christian. So there's this great, the gospel is showing us this great exchange that's taking place. Christian sin transferred to Christ, he pays the penalty of that sin. satisfies divine justice, and so on. And Christ's perfect law-keeping, his righteousness, his holy deeds in obeying the law, that record of his righteousness is then in exchange credited to the account of his people. So another way of coming at this is to think in mathematical terms. So children, you can work with me here. We have 4 minus 2. Everybody, I think, can tell us, most of you can tell us, that the answer is 2. Now, we can take that 2 and say 2 plus 2. And what is that going to equal? 2 plus 2 is going to equal 4, right? So there's some math for you. Well, this is not perfect, but I hope it illustrates for you what's happening here. We have the Christian minus his sin. But not only that, we have the Christian plus the righteousness of Christ imputed to us. And this equals our acceptance. We are made accepted before God. So here we have, here you are pardoned, you're forgiven your guilt, and here you have righteousness imputed to you. Okay? Now, both of these come from Christ. So all of this is by grace. It's all from Christ. It's all God's grace that he gives to us. And the way that you see that this is from Christ, I think, is a couple ways. It is Christ's works that are imputed to us. So it's not our works, not our good works, our obeying the law, our being good, so on and so forth. It's Christ's good works. It's Christ's works, not ours. And that means that all of this comes to us by grace, no matter how great our sin is. So it doesn't matter if one person has done this, maybe a smaller number of sins, and another person has done a whole mountain of horribly wicked, wicked, heinous sins before the Lord, they're still equally justified because it is all coming from Christ and it's all by his grace. So it's Christ's works of righteousness, no matter what our particular sins are. Now, the question comes, so this is justification. The question comes, how do we receive this? So some people are justified, some people are not justified. And how is it that we receive this? And how is it that the Holy Spirit works in the soul of a person in order to bring them to be justified? And the answer is, in short, by faith. So if we're asking, how can all of this be mine? How has all this become mine? The answer is by faith. Now, many of you will know about the Protestant Reformation, right? This is, for Martin Luther, it was his theme song, right? This is what changed his life and, as a consequence, changed the world. Because he was raised as a Roman Catholic, and he thought, I have to be righteous, be made righteous in order to be accepted before God. And then he came to understand the doctrine of justification. Wait a second. No, it's Christ's righteousness that makes me acceptable before God, and that righteousness is received by faith alone. So it is by faith alone that I can receive that. Not my good deeds, not all my hard trying, not all of my other works, and so on. So it's not by working, it's not by earning justification, it's not by merit, where somehow we're doing enough good things to make God pleased with us. All of this would be ways of paying, right? Paying God for our justification. No, Christ is the one who's paid everything, right? Paid for our pardon and paid for the imputation of his righteousness. And so it is by faith alone. Now, the graciousness of this gospel is seen, among other things, in the fact that faith itself is given to us. So when Christ died on the cross, when Christ redeemed his people, he purchased their faith as well as their pardon and everything else. And Christ is the one who secured that, so that we are given faith as a gift from God. Now, when God's giving us something we don't deserve, giving us something we haven't paid for, that's grace. So faith itself is by grace. It's given to us. So for many people, they think in terms of, what do I have to give to God in order for him to be happy and for me to be forgiven and go to heaven? The gospel says it's not what you're giving to God. It's what God is giving to you. It's what God has done for you, right? The gospel is free to us. Now, not free to Christ, who had to pay the greatest cost, but it is given to us freely in order that all of the glory goes to God himself. All of the glory goes to God, because from beginning to end, he's the one who's accomplished this salvation for us. Now, one more thing to kind of flesh some of this out. Let me just give you a couple of distinctions that may be helpful here at our conclusion. In theology, we distinguish between the ground of our justification and the instrument of our justification. Now, children, this distinction is super, super important. So this is something, as you walk away from this class, this is one of the things you really, really, really need to cling to, right? You really need to understand. The ground of our justification is the righteousness of Christ. So this is the ground, the basis, the platform, the thing that our justification is based on, is built upon. It's the righteousness of Christ. What justifies us before God? What makes us acceptable in the presence of God? It is the righteousness of Christ that does. So in justification, God is taking the righteousness of Christ and clothing us with it. It's as if we take the garment of Christ's righteousness and we and the Lord places that upon us, so that when the Lord looks upon his redeemed people, he sees the righteousness of Christ. That's what makes them acceptable. So the ground of our justification is Christ's righteousness. This is what justifies us. The instrument through which we receive justification is faith alone. So the way faith is not giving anything to God. Faith is the open hand that receives what the Lord provides for us, right? Faith is passive. It's merely receptive. It's just receiving something that God has given to us. So the instrument or the vehicle with which we receive this justification is by faith alone. The reason this is important is because if you switch these two things, you end up in serious trouble. If you think that the ground of justification is faith, you're in trouble, aren't you? If the ground, the basis for your justification, is in you, is your faith, then faith becomes works, a work, right? And if faith becomes a work, then you no longer have the gospel. Because now it is something that you're bringing to the table that you do that makes you acceptable before the Lord. And this is a problem in evangelical churches. Many of them are not being clear, and they think that their faith is what saves them. It is their faith that is saving them. They're thinking, and not theologically, right? They're not being clear and concise in their thinking, but in this muddled, you know, state, they're actually thinking in terms of their faith being the ground of their justification, that it is the work, the one work, if you will, that ultimately saves them. That's a problem, because the ground of our justification is only the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ, and it is received by faith, because faith brings nothing to the table. Faith merely takes, as it were, from God's hand what he has provided for us. So the question is, what is justification? Justification is an act. Now remember what we said last time, the difference between an act and a work. Justification is an act of God's free grace, wherein he pardoneth all our sins and accepteth us as righteous in his sight only for the righteousness of Christ imputed to us and received by faith alone.